Well, let me ask you folks. You came to the debate this afternoon. Assuming you're average voters, probably not crazy about the way things are going right now. Let me start with you. What do you think about, how the candidates did, and do you have a person, have a one stood out yet?
Well, I really enjoyed being here. I'm glad that Franklin College made this available to us. Quite honestly, Linda and I recently become involved in the Tea Party movement, if you will, and we've never been, politically active or anything like that. But we see me, including the Bush administration and the Obama administration, I don't like what's going on in our country. I really enjoyed the debate from the perspective of the three newcomers. Hostetler and Coates, I just think they're old dogs, and quite frankly, I think they smell money and they're looking to get some of it. I'd rather see one of the three younger candidates become our senator and buys empty seat, and I've not made my mind up. I'm really not leaning anyway, and I had an opportunity to talk with a couple of the candidates, and what I'm going to be doing is watching their websites from now until the 4th before I do make my final decision.
And Linda, right?
Yes.
What do you think about what happened here today?
Well, I agree with Tom that the people who've been there and have been part of the problem need to step aside. I think we need term limits. I didn't hear any questions about that, but I certainly would have liked to have. I really feel like the freshest faces for me and voices that really resonate with my thoughts and my heart would be Bates and Boehner. Those two really seem to be for the people and focused on the people. And so I really am leaning towards them after this, and did not know them before this, but in looking at the situation, I would lean that way.
How soon do you folks think you probably have your minds made up? You think it'll be by the primary day, or could you see yourself literally walking into the primary booth on May 4th and, okay, here we go?
Right now, as I stand, I would say it'd be May 4th. However, I'll state again, I do a lot of web surfing. I'll be looking at these candidates' websites. I'll be reading what they have published for white papers. Quite frankly, I've read Richard Boehner's white papers. I like what he says. Mr. Bates has caught my attention, and I'll be looking at his website. And then again, Mr. Stutzman, he interests me from the perspective he has some local meaning Hoosier State experience. He has a little experience with politics, but I don't believe he's a Washington insider politician, and that's what I think we need to get away from.
But for you folks, and Linda, I'm assuming, before I let you go here, if you got that Washington label attached to your name, you really don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, or whatever.
I think it's time for a change. We just need to get away from the Washington insiders and get some people that represent the American people.
All right. Well, thank you folks both very much for taking a few minutes to talk to me this afternoon.
Good to meet you, and I look forward to this election. This ought to be a real good one, a good fight. Never avoided one in my life before, and looking forward to this.
Why start now?
That's right.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.